Hey, you look good. Especially for someone who just got ran the hell over. You wondered if I'd show up. Hey, I visited you at the hospital. Not many fuck buddies would do that. You think I'd bail on you now that we're finally getting back to the fun part? Besides, you have any idea how awkward it is sitting next to your mother in the waiting room and having to explain exactly what our non-relationship is? Oh, by the way, your son and I met up at a club while totally wasted and hooked up in the storage closet. And since then, I've showed up at his apartment every Saturday for a no-strings-attached plowing. Yeah, you owe me the best fuck of my life after that. She was ready to break out the holy water on me. Oh, I should go easy on you because you're the walking wounded. I don't recall any broken hips on your chart. Your ass can thrust just fine. Oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it would hurt you that much. Okay, here, just sit down on the floor. No, on my lap. Jesus, fuck. Okay, just relax. Relax. Huh? You are relaxed. I guess I was talking more to myself than anyone else. Am I all right? Fuck, am I ever? You know better than to ask that question. Everyone in my life has been a piece of shit. I know you haven't been falling asleep that quickly during our afterglow chats. No, I guess you haven't been a piece of shit. And you are part of my life. Fine. I'm not all right. My head's been fucked up ever since I showed up that Saturday and you weren't here. We've been doing this for 2 years and you never miss a single weekend, no matter what. That's how I knew something was wrong. Did I really need to fuck that badly? Fuck you, asshole! When you weren't here and when I finally found the hospital you were in, my head started filling with all sorts of bullshit. And I haven't been able to get it out since. I haven't been able to sleep. I can't focus, and it never stops. What kind of bullshit? Just impossible things. Stupid things. It's personal, okay? Fine. I've been thinking about us. I was thinking about what it would be like to wake up next to you every day instead of just once a week. What it would be like to meet your family without being embarrassed. What it would be like to have a house in the suburbs with a white picket fence and a couple of just insane shit like that. And when I was driving over to the hospital after looking for you, I was thinking about what it would be like if I never got to tell you any of this. If some drunk asshole running a red light had put you out of my reach forever. If I never got to lay next to you again. Never got to hear your voice when you tell me about the places you've been, things you've done, the family you love so much. All the things I never had, but felt like I did because your voice and your face and your eyes all made it feel so real. And I can never wrap my legs around you again and feel so turned on and safe and so happy all at the same time. I was so scared. And I was scared that I was scared and terrified me that I thought about you like that. We said it right at the beginning. It was just sex. You fucked me good, and I wanted you to keep fucking me. Nothing more. When I was walking into that ER, it felt like my heart was being torn out of my chest. Like if someone told me you were dead, and I would never fucking recover from it. I told you about the time that I OD'd, remember? Now my life was so full of toxic bullshit that I just needed a stronger dose than what I was used to. I knew, on some level, I knew it was dangerous. And I knew what it would do to me, but I didn't care. I swear I felt the fucking angels pulling me to the great beyond. I didn't care. When I woke up in the hospital a week later, I was actually pissed that they didn't pull me all the way. That was the weakest that I'd ever been in my whole fucked up life. And I swore to myself that I would never sink that low again. But then, the thought of never seeing you again hit me. And there was a moment that I just wanted to find my old dealer to escape from that thought at all costs. And when I realized what I was thinking, I almost threw up in the hospital hallway. I didn't. I don't want to feel like that about you, because it scares me. But I do, whether I want it or not. I do. What did you say? Say it again. You love me too.
Oh, God! Yeah! Yeah! Oh, God, I love you!
didn't do anything. No. You did everything. Everything I could have ever wanted. Now just lay here next to me and hold me in your